Breaks. Work was something we did between breaks. Those 15-minute vacations, twice a shift, when we stopped stomping the wide foot pedals that sent our massive machines into their cycles of bending or pressing or welding or trimming the steel pipes that required quick human hands to position and turn and lift and package them in that long-gone auto parts plant in Arden. We'd hustle down the narrow concrete aisles to a low room under the boss's platform where the machines we really wanted to touch were waiting, humming quietly, glowing. The ones that wouldn't slice or crush our fingers, the ones that gave us drinks and snacks and smokes in exchange for the warm coins in our pockets, the silver circles dirtied by our touch. Lunch was a longer breather halfway home, when most of us drifted outside to eat, away from the heat and din and oily stink. But it was the other breaks that kept us going. Those quarter hours included our walking time to and from that official concession area. Even if it took 7 minutes each way and only left us 60 frantic seconds to gulp a Coke and choke down a few nabs and take some puffs on a fresh cigarette before grinding it out and heading back to our distant stations in that factory, fueled for the next few hours of doing the same job our mindless bodies always did, resuming the manufacture of tailpipes designed to fit under machines like the ones we drove to work that and every other day, already looking forward to our first break.